Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need is to
believe. And blameless. And then in another version, he says that he did this to dedicate the church to God by his word, after making it clean by washing it in water, in order to present the church to himself in all its beauty, pure and faultless. It's very, very strong, without spot or wrinkle or any imperfection. Another version in verse number, he said, he will make her holy, cleansing her with the washing with water through the word. And then in the 27th verse, he said, and to present her to himself as a radiant church, without stain, without wrinkle or any blemish, but holy and blameless. He's interchanging those words. All right. Maybe NLT, if I have not read that. To make her holy and clean and washed by the cleansing of God's word. Here he said he did this to present it to himself, a glorious church, I think I have. Okay, without spot, wrinkle, or any blemish. Instead, she will. So now you can see, now he is calling the church the bride of God, as the book of Revelation calls us. She, not it. She. The church is a living organism. It's not. When I say the church, I'm not talking about this building. The building is not the church. The building is the sanctuary, the tabernacle. The building is not the church. The church is you and me. Hallelujah. When we close church and we are going home, the people in the vicinity will say, "Asore fuoneko, oma pomoko." That means that the building is not Asorina. The Asorina is Yen. So the Bible said in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, I think, the word of the Lord was building. Let's start from verse 6 and see how, 1 Corinthians chapter 5, he said, "You're boasting about, your glowing is not good. Know ye that a little lady leaveneth." Okay, go to verse 7. Let's see. I'm just following. All right, go to the next verse. I'm trying to look for, it's not part of my submission, it's just trying to connect. Next one, please. Okay, next one. All right, okay, go back to verse number 9. He said, "Therefore, let us keep," all right, "I wrote to you an epistle not to company with fornicators." And then he said, "Yet not altogether with the fornicators of this world, or with covetous, or extortionists, or idolaters, for then must ye needs go out of the world." Let's turn this into a different version, and then when we are through with the understanding, I can be able to allow you to take a seat. He said, "I wrote to you in my letter not to associate with sexually immoral people." In this one, not at all meeting people of this world. I am trying to get to the point where now I had somebody sending a message to me and was asking me, "What do you mean when you say somebody is worldly?" I said, "Don't ask me nonsense. Me, I'm not the normal preacher, Methodist preacher, praise. No, no. I am here cleaning up the mess. I don't care, I will give it straight. I am not a Trinity Theological College pastor. I am a mob. Mob deals with debt and nasty stuff. If party, political party, even have boys who do their dirty work, God also have people who clean the dirty work. And this one is one that is cleaning dirty work." I said, "Don't ask me nonsense." The word of the Lord is the word of the Lord. The world is the world. The Bible said you are not of this world, but you are in it. It means that you must be in it, but not be in it. You are in it, but you are not in it. Yeah. You are in this world, but not of it. Don't ask nonsense. The reason why most of our fathers, church fathers, are all quiet is because they are afraid that young boys who have no respect would take their hard-earned reputation and drag it into the mud. You know, let them go ahead and do their thing. But I thank God for a voice like this. Yeah, Alabaster, you are unique, you are different. This is not a normal church. Yeah, we have an assignment. There is an assignment on this church. No. We don't entertain people talking rubbish. Pass him, actually. I have time for people who want to rise. You can't speak nonsense against Islam. You want to speak nonsense against Christ. There are people that will meet you. Don't joke. I told the person, I said, don't ask me nonsense. So I'm trying to, you know, bring this submission to a place. Sofu with your kasasa. Yeah, please. We have allowed all these hooligans sit on the internet and talk nonsense to the name of Jesus. And we sit mute and we look at them. The Bible is saying here, not at all, meaning the people of this world. Who are the people of this world? In Iowa, who is he talking about? Who are immoral or greedy or swindlers or idolaters? In that case, you will have to leave this world. This is a system of the earth. A system of the earth. I would love you to follow me tonight carefully. In this other version, look at this verse. The Bible is saying something. Focus, please. In this other version, the Bible said, I didn't mean that you should have nothing at all to do with outsiders of that sort, or with crooks, whether blue or white colors, or with spiritual phonies, but that, for that matter, you would have to leave the world entirely to do that. In the next verse, the Bible said, not at all meaning that the people of this world who are immoral or greedy and swindlers or idolaters, in that case, you would have to leave this world. Why are you going back to it? Let's move forward, sweetheart. And the Bible says in the King James Version of the scriptures, he said, but now I have written unto you, not to keep company with any man that is called a brother, be a fornicator or covetous or idolater or a railer or a drunkard or an extortioner or such as one know not to eat. In the next verse, the Bible said, for what have I to do to judge them also that are without? Do not ye judge them that are within? And then in the 13th verse, he said, but them that are without, God judgeth. Therefore, put away from among yourselves that wicked person. This is the scripture. You did 20% was sorry there. Ye be two obi asenya. Ye ba be two obi asenya. The first scripture, it is 33. I say that. Ubi akweye bibi a itie uradia se. I don't want to mention anybody's name. I say that Guviodro is a twin. And my Atakakra. My Atakakra or my attire is a woman, has done something sinful, but I am the pastor of the church, I will call her and I will quote this one. Then the next verse, I will continue to the 14th verse. Dare any of you having matter against one another go to the Lord before the unjust and not before the saints? He's asking a question. In this verse, the Bible said, do ye not know that the saints shall judge the world? And if the world shall be judged by you, are ye unworthy to judge the smallest matters? And so in the next verse, I don't want to go into it, because when I go into it, I will divert from what I want to talk to you about. Because it goes into legal issues and matters and how Christians take their issues to court and all that. Sometimes you go and meet an idol worshiper, sitting in that seat, and there are two churches that are fighting over one land. And an atheist is using the law to judge them. Paul is talking about that. But let us jump from that. He said, next verse, verse number 4. If you have judgments on things pertaining to this life, set them to judge who are least esteemed in the church. And then in the 5th verse, he said, I speak to your shame. It is so that there is not a wise man among you, no one. Okay, jump. Let's go further. Maybe the 10th verse. 11th verse, 12th verse, 13. I'm looking for something that is not part of my submission. 20th, possibly, if there is. Go to verse 18. In verse number 18, the Bible said, flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body, but he that committed fornication sinned against his own body. And then in the 19th verse, he said, what? Know ye not that you are the temple of the Holy Spirit, which is in you, which ye have of God, and you are not of your own? Turn this into GMT. In GMT, he said, you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify. No, in verse 19, in the 19th verse, the Bible said, don't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? NLT, in this, he said, asking the same question, don't you realize that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in you and was given to you by God? And you do not belong to yourself. You don't belong to yourself. Ezekiel 18 verse 4, the Bible said, behold, all souls are mine. You don't belong to yourself. The Bible said in the book of Corinthians, whether we live unto the Lord. If we live unto the Lord. If we die unto God. So whether we live or die, we belong to God. You don't live to yourself. I was telling the team the other day, I said, the people who create things are the ones that make the rules. If you create something, you make the rules. You may be seated in the presence of God, please. So this scripture is Romans chapter number 14 and verse number 8. And the Bible was talking about, for whether we live, let's read from verse number 6. That's where he was making that submission. All right. He that regarded the day regarded it unto the Lord, and he that regarded it not. To the Lord he regards it not. He that eateth unto the Lord. He that giveth God thanks, and he that eateth not to the Lord, he eateth not and giveth thanks. The Bible said in verse 7, he said, and none of us liveth unto ourselves. The same thing that he said in that other verse, he's bringing it the same thing, and nobody leaves to yourself. When the meaning of this verse is that you don't determine whether you will wake up tomorrow or not. That power is not in your hands. So when sometimes, Mrs. Ado, I hear people they say things like, he is fighting cancer, he is a good fighter. What does that mean? He's a good fighter. He will pull out. He's a strong fighter. I have heard that many times in people who are in coma. And so he's a fighter. It's not about the fight. It's about who owns your life. The person determines whether you live or die. You are not fighting anything. The only fight we are fighting is the good fight of faith. The Bible said we should fight the good fight of faith in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 6. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life wherein you have been called. 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse number 12. Yeah, fight the good fight. That is the only fight we are fighting. Possibly the other fight we are fighting, you know, comes under this one. And that is in Ephesians chapter number 6. The Bible said, put on the whole armor of God that you might be able to withstand the wiles of the enemy. And then also in, I think it's 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse number 12 or something, the Bible said, chapter 4 verse something, the weapons of our war, 12 and 4, check out 12 and 4. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal but mighty through God to the pulling down of every stronghold and casting down every imagination that exalts itself above the knowledge of God. Second, you didn't get that. Okay, you quote the words I'm saying and the scripture will come up. Amen. All right. So if you are looking for a battle we are fighting, that battle also comes. It's a spiritual warfare battle. 2 Corinthians 10 verse 4. It's a spiritual battle. You wake up in the morning. The Bible said in Job chapter 7 and verse number 1 that you are like a laborer. And the tree Bible said, he calls life akundiye. This life, he calls it akundiye. This is why I tell the people, live life well because life is but once. You know, Lizzie, I'm telling people, so many people play too much. By the time they know, 40 years is gone. I met a very senior police officer. He's my father figure. And he came to visit. And then he has a couple of official vehicles and he doesn't use any. And then I asked him, why don't you use your official cars? Because you have about 4 V8s. And then he said, I want to start practicing when I'm on retirement. I don't want vacuums. I don't even want to live in government bungalow. I want to live in my own house. So when I'm on retirement, I don't feel that vacuum. Others are busily resting, forgetfully resting in government bungalows. Pastor Steve, let me tell you, old age is 4 times expensive than the life we are living right now. Old age is 4 times expensive. And let me tell you, not everybody's children will take care of them. So don't stop expecting your children to do A, B, C, D. It's the truth. When you have children who are not kind children, you have a big problem. Everybody sitting here, you have 3 stages of your life. You have from birth to 30 years. That is the beginning stages of your life. That is the fundamental bits of your life. In that particular time of your life, you are not in charge. You are not in charge. Somebody took care of you. Somebody takes you to school. Somebody, you live with somebody. Somebody pays for your this, pays for your that. You know, you are patching with somebody and all that. Even sometimes when you are getting married at that age, somebody pays for you. You are not in charge. If I tell a 30-year-old young man, let's go to Achia Mountains and pray, the first thing that will come to my mind, I need permission from my boss. You are not in charge. Then the second part of your life, from 30 years right up to 60 years, 30 years, another 30 years of your life. This is where you are in charge. This is where you make the decisions, the choices. This is where you decide what to do, where you go, how you live your life. You want to marry five, you want to, you know, smoke up, and drink up, but you are in charge. You decide what to do with your life. This is where you can't blame anybody for. Because everybody sitting here, stop saying, now you have crossed our stage, you know. What are you doing for yourself? So the next 30 years of your life, that is where you are in charge. And me, Papa, when you are at that stage, you know, this is where responsibilities must be taken. Choices, decisions. That is where you don't joke. Because I have seen a lot of people wasted their lives. They are trying to recover their life in a wrong zone. And the last bit of your life, from 60 whole corner, that is where, again, you are not in charge. To two seasons of your life, you are not in charge. From 60 years, 70, 80, if you want to go on review, you need to call your children. A doctor say A, B, C, fine, you could see her. Let me check, ma'am. All right. Okay, today I don't have time. Tomorrow I come. But I want to go today. I say, mommy, I don't have time today. You are not in charge. You are not in charge. Yeah, ma'am, I know we're free. You couldn't bet tonight in general. They don't determine what to eat. You are not in charge. So, whilst we are sitting here, don't you think that this is the time you need to take charge of your life? Because very soon you will not be. I was asking my mom something that she wanted. I said, what exactly do you want? She said, I don't really have a choice. Whatever you guys decide, because you people are paying. I said, no, this is why I'm asking you what you want. Tell me what you want. It drew baby and Ipanwa Timiti as he said, no, I'm not, I've lost it. I'm not in charge. Put him in to man and copper red. But the open turn up a white. What to week, nice week, ladies, nice week. Go to come out, mommy. Baby, I'm a man, I long hair. Sir, but we'll catch you some pair, we'll be full till you say no the opportunities. It will be catch you, say, be serious, sir, be serious, because you, when you are within this stage, this is where you are in charge. Mama, comfort. The reason why you may feel like, oh, I am within that age cloud, but I am in charge, is because by the grace of God, you are fit, well, and healthy. I'm telling you. Me, Papa, when you go to visit your children in America and all that, and you are with your children, there are certain things that comes to that house. You give them that preserve because it's their house. It's your house. They are in charge. And you see, at that last age, you know, say, if your children are not kind, If your children are not kind, I am sorry. I went to visit my uncle who took me to, he invited me to England. He got me my first visa to travel. I lived in his house and he's on retirement and he's very old now. So they brought him home. His children, they came, renovated his own house, beautiful, everything. His car, he has a Land Cruiser, you know, and the children have, you know, employed a care nurse to take care of their father. And they are paying that person. And their mom is also there. Kind children. But I have met people in my hometown in Bome. Old women who were hungry for 2 days. Nobody thought of them and to give them even food. Why am I telling you this? I mean, there are stages in your life that, I mean, you need to be, as a Christian, a child of God, to be able to plan your life extremely well. Your cast will be a Christian. That is where that person must be even smarter, wiser, you know, to be more intelligent. Very, very important. You are, how can the temple of the Holy Spirit be making baseless decisions? 50 years you have not built a house. According to government service, 65 you are done. 60 good. I know I'm in tears here because, you know, we have ministers. The president is over 60 years. Women now should be on pension. The reason, if it's going that way, then all these guys are pensioners. Why? I don't know. My papa here will see you 60 something years. Very energetic. He preached very powerfully. He's intelligent and all that. Why should he be on pension? On pension for what? We are presidents of Africa who are 90 years, who sleeps in functions and all that. And you are telling me that 65 is on pension? Who are going to be the elders to be advising us? There is a woman at Alabaster City, same as Mama Comfort's age, in your foreign farmer. All her tooth. It is gone out. She's our member at SAPIM. Temple of God. You are not of yourself. And the temple of God. There are certain things I realize that we don't talk about in church. Let me talk about three of them. We don't talk about it in church. Do you have a pension policy or a life insurance policy? We don't talk about it in church. Number two, do you have a will? A will in someone's ear. I know the people are thinking the will there is maybe we don't have a better will. Look at the confusion that comes when a person dies. I was reading in the news. Elijah Asuma Banda has not even yet, he's not dead. And people are already fighting. Honor the man, honor him. Give him the peace and the sanity he needs. Instead of people fighting over his life. All in the name of property. And I'm telling you, do you think that the Amelia living in my village, who lives in one room with all her 5 children, or Nungwano, do you think that people will be fighting over them? For what? Yeah, pensase. Why should Sofo Buachi's dead body be taken to court for injunction? Why? They did it to Georgina Stores. Two times. No structure. And that is the kind of Christianity in this generation that I am realizing. The people pray a lot, but no structure. The people come to church a lot, but they have no structure in their life. Right now, Jesus Christ comes to this building and say, how many people sitting in this building are 50,000 CDs sitting in your bank account doing nothing? You don't need it. You are the qualified ones to heaven. 50,000. Mama comfort. I didn't mention 200,000. I said 50,000. And you say, see, we see Kadawa and Wadrono. Yeah, we hear fine yet. And you may catch them or say, Mumu or Hemu in Chichemu and you see 60%. You are on your way to hell. And I'm 60, no crowd. Gideon, you have 50,000, very relaxed in your account. This your treasury bill be or something. No structure. Hallelujah. One thing I have realized about the Christians, documentation out. The third year, I have two receipts in actually. What I realized, I was studying Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, then I found out that Jesus was a very organized person. Time he woke up, time he slept, time for prayer, time for this, time for that. You know, there were certain times that he even had to send away the people, the crowd, and then he had to be alone in prayer. And structure. Many, many men of God have driven themselves to death by the pressure of the people. Driven themselves. Program this, program that, program that, brim, dream, and one on. And so, whilst we were dealing with on Sunday, I was speaking to you about Ezekiel 34. I'm going to take my time for us to read it. And we're going to learn some very, very vital lessons out of it. The thing about that particular scripture, the reason why I went up to pick up, because I showed you a couple of buildings that are church buildings, church cathedrals, that are in, I think, 7 or 8 places, or possibly 10 places that I found out. I was talking that this is a church building. And this church building, that is the altar area. And they have turned into a pub, a drinking spot. And the altar area is where they have desecrated and make it the Bubura Center. This next one is also a church building. But they have turned this one into a nightclub. This one is in Louisiana in the United States. It's a nightclub. Now, no church happens here. Then I showed another one and I said, this one, you see, the altar area, that is where they have mounted the place, Ayi Bunsano. And then I showed another church. This, they call it the church nightclub. Church nightclub. Now, before I continue, let me ask you a question, because it is not only churches that have been turned into nightclubs. I have been in Holland where the church buildings have been turned into sex museums. Sex museum. A place of worship have been turned into a sex museum. The question is, how did a place that manifested the glory of God, the power of God, the might of God, the beauty of God, went from that height of glory into a place of desecration and defilement. No structure. Make us some. And near maybe one more, when we allow frivolity and looseness, very soon there will be no gospel. Very soon there will be no gospel. When you hear people say things like, there is nothing like worldly song. The devil is coming to church gradually. Very soon we will be going to church and then we will be singing all kinds of songs in church. Because now you can even see some preachers stand in pulpit and sing nonsense and say this song is worldly but it's wise. Which wisdom are you talking about? The Bible said that there are two kinds of wisdom. The wisdom of this world, the Bible said, is first devilish, sensual, and carnal. Sensual. Listen to how he describes the wisdom of this world. Devilish, sensual, carnal. What I want to read is in the book of James. Devilish, sensual. Listen to the words that I'm pronouncing. Devilish, sensual, carnal. The wisdom of this particular world. Devilish, sensual, carnal. He is talking. We are seeing young sons. We are trying to tell you, Kofi, you draw Kikano. And Pepe, I'm a binning Bakumi Nubi. Now I'm a kura, wow. We are seeing young sons, eh, Kassan. Yeah. I was shocked. Listening to radio, and you know, I heard a woman of God, pastor, ordained, saying on the radio, let the church girls feel free so that the men can test them whether they are fertile or not. And when they check them and they are fertile, let them have children. After all, they are not giving birth to idols. They are human beings they are giving birth to. Now I know that Antichrist has come to church. This is why church buildings have been turned into pubs. Looseness. No structure. The reason why this water is in this bottle is because the bottle is a structure containing the fluid. The moment I remove the bottle, it dissipates. The bottle is keeping it in structure. It's a bottle, no? Ye kase mo. Your friend at the kura de. Ye de kura adie. Unyamia sem ya de kura de. Unyamia semu kura wonka. Adie bi on mwa ye ni echile. I'm telling you truth. Ye ni echile. I was driving in the night. Sometimes I do that. I was just praying. I drive in the night around that city. I was driving in the night and I was, you know. And then I overheard the people on the radio. And they were saying something. And I think they were discussing infection. The young man traveled and went to sleep with somebody. And he had an infection. And he realized he had an infection. And he has given the infection to his wife. And his wife is wondering where she picked the infection from, and has called in the radio station, and the radio people are telling him that he should say that he was traveling to Kumasi and he used the toilet on the road and he caught an infection. Now I'm saying, son, you catch infection. Toilet on the road and you caught an infection. And you come where far quite no be our infection. Now the radio is teaching people how to lie. The Bible said liars will not make heaven. Clear. The people on the radio are now teaching people how to lie. This is why we have young men sitting in church who lie to women. I have this, I have that, I can do this, I will buy this for you, I will take you here, I will, and all is lies. Ya wari ano ya wari sense ni najina trosemso. This is why when the young women find out, they divorce. Because the whole foundation was wrong. Lies. Radio people are not teaching people how to lie. Now we have pastors who go to nightclub. Yeah. Pastors dress up and go to nightclub. Why are you in nightclub? Because I'm making contacts in nightclub. Nonsense. This is your pastor, Ghana. You can rant like dogs. This is your pastor. This is your pastor. I will tell you truth. This is why this controversial subject of music. Yeah, the devil is a musician. Okay? So the moment we put the truth on the table and you see the sons of Jezebel coming to attack, it's because Satan, Lucifer, Lucy himself is a musician. Lucy is a musician. Lucifer is a lyricist. Lucifer is a lyricist. I see young men, Ghanaian, Nigerian, and all that, join Illuminatis and they project them and make them big at the peril of their soul. And the world wants the church to keep quiet, don't talk about it. This is why church buildings have turned into sex museums. Ghana, I can boldly say without iota of doubt, a day is coming, you will come to church on Sunday morning and two church people are having sex in church. That I can say on authority. We are coming to that point. Mama comfort say boni nye boni biyo. Boni ye papa. Ena papa. Eye boni. That's where we are. We have come to that place of Isaiah 5 and verse number 20. Good is evil and evil is good. If I tell people abstain from sex until you are married, that rather is bad. And what is good rather is let's share condoms to the church people. And they will use the word just in case. Share condoms to them. Just in case. The word of God is telling you to abstain. The world is telling you to go ahead, but protect yourself. And so we called good evil, and evil now is good. Now darkness is light, and light is darkness. The church girls now don't even believe there is any relationship where a man can abstain at a wedding night. They don't believe it. As Papa, that is now the normality. And son will be by a wedding panel. Now, my father, Pastor Eastwood, was saying the other time, "Dear ye ne shikura ne se, when they come and they are removing the remove anu a gemu, remove anu a gemu, or sit tamvio no puja ne se ni." Puberty rights. In my wife's hometown, many years ago, they said that before a young girl goes through depot, if She has known a young man in the process. The gods will kill the girl. Gods kura ti mi kunu se adiyewe. Gods. Gods kura woma toche. Womu ti mi hunu. Oh, gods on toche yeni. God's on touch you any. Don't tell me. At the end, I'm a God, so I walk down how mighty me I am, Mama. Only one thing, tell me. The Kuro Mwabu Sum Nadia no met me I am a quo man. God's who are torture could have to me, we are angry. Now we're young couple. Therefore, we have taken God's stuff and we have made it loose. I had too much uniform. Can you imagine in those days where Ananias and Sapphira sinned against? It was not a joke. Strike you one time. Remember now, Fruda. A friend of me had too many didiacro. Obi pe juman wenye juman se matia sore. Ochura application ko a ministry of information manfano. Ochura ko a communication manfano. Education manfano. Oko pe sonko pe oko a police wenya. O pe soko immigration wenya. Customs wenya. Oye a fachi mota for resource ya tia sore. My Lord, no biji na nechi. My Lord, Jesus. Kind of nonsense is this? Huh? Or no Casanu be switching on Jesus. Jesus. What kind of nonsense is this? What do you say? Dear woman, you're Nayasa. Huh? What is this? Nipa Kranye did the agronu. The lives of people. Some all these places cotton oh dear kushada cotton for one solid hour never say oh we abba see hunu pape bi enchine chine pape bi efrinyamia simunanko wa sore di akobo obra is not there jimisa niapo. And so the word of God in Ankasa Eira. Ah, nipe ba sorry, upa mamenga. Mwa mode Bible baya mum pija mami hadi. Even church, ye ba fan kita Bible. Yes, me say, yes, say wu nyami e jumani nyami asem. Eni nyami adom. Sister, anyone who offends you, I'm telling you, what I'm saying for Jesus, help us. Eti ya fenya mi adom no tra kaneno anan ke nipa feres wo she women fellowship atade no de nom club bia em fatata de no se de atade no enu ne di tutu beba ne tutu give this beer name and say no wa gana henna ne gute bros. It is the music. It's not only these secular musicians who jump on and sing all these kind of funny music and all that kind of thing. Ah, we may hear here, Pada. Ube bane yenya, ye titigua, sorry, demo fire, bro. It's software. Jimmy, wow, bro, no man sassy so. Thank God for bunny, kitty, kitty. Nanu ya, you know, you start here, sorry, waha, nanu ya, 2016. Yeah, Pastor Steve, 29 years. You know, when I used to look at myself, my face was just a boy. She said, me preaching, me shaming, and I said, hey, Kudu. Hey, you already here, Nipa. Did he hear you? And I know I went to a forum and I met the fathers, a lot of the fathers of the church. Any day, any time. Because I a bit that when him. I'm telling you. You can't share that I'm this 33 age and structure from the beginning. The reason is because I'm dealing with a concept. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm dealing with a concept. Said ye the age in above football. Ye the age in above bra. Your life is locked in time. Let me tell all these beautiful young ladies sitting here. Abri webi anya. But I'm telling you, I'm going to find what they say. Me mau the next 40 years. Wanka sa hobe wa iraho. I know that somebody is saying, Rabbi, what you open now, bo? Sika wo ho na wo titi bi sira sira unwa. E bedru bebi wa be unse sika no de sira na e purugu. Sika no de sira na e purugu. Ah, minimum wa kwa ye cosmetic surgery. Afedye, wa mu cha in jebi yu. Polishing. I feel the ultimate said the wrinkle lines are coming. Ube to me, I ya wobnuf, ube to me, I ya wotow hips, ube to me, I ya wansa when nimu and no when the abrofundia or mute tell mo hono. Ube kona de wana swing wa chia no no a dani we no and all that can feed the obe wuno say ridienimu no wagoko. And this way, but empire, our concentration to prayer with all our soul, with all our hearts, with all our everything. Hello. Mom, is this a? It's Anieman, Mom. I'm impressed Anieman. I go. Kaja and Zem impressed Anieman. We'll be saying this is Kadodo. Nakaja nzo onfrefre mifu nesusa. Ya niye wejume. Mudi ya chile mebo mpaye. Shada ba la ba da ba la ba da ba da ba. La ba. Oh, kwame nso nefri. Nso de kwame aden. We empire. Do you call this prayer? Ubi kure timi bo mpaye. Li ba ra ba ane anu ufri ho. Na oko kechen. Kada ba asha. Nwa ko biye fridge. Na we yi drink. Nwa nom. Where you so no one no atum kala bashadaha yala baha no refuse a brudo horse tea bread le malabashada no akubu brudo no dear shed melikula baha we empire and yemen mamasabe ifua ba sorry. Did This is no prayer. See people, yeah, well, Achia Mountains. Everybody send your prayer request. We are at Achia Mountain. Yeah, you go waiting. I am far from God. When we go on our 3-day end of year waiting, dry fast, you are not permitted to use a phone. Make sure it's a crafty. Phones are not allowed. You are on a fast. No bread, no biscuit, nothing. This year, yeah, yes, one more bread or more medication now, or more maybe. Don't leave us alone. Oh, medication, stay home and take your medication. Then allow us. I'm your friend on the end of training. It's serious. It's a very serious thing. Today I saw Bishop Doug having a crusade in Kenya. And there is a heavy torrential rain. And was umfrin so no preaching. Now we'll be bringing more journey coaching or kra. See a solid dime. Na ya ma wo bi so de ne nkyere kyere fo abesei adwuma pa adwuma ye fo papa na adwuma na afi asori daya ye sidi ma urade ne onyam no wo be kona kwabra ne awro ne ho ne trumu na wo de da altar so people can have the boldness to call church night club. So the Anakazo Ministry Center, Bishop Doug says, this center is for the training of ministers for ministry nothing. He said the day anybody in his death turns that thing into sociology, political science, psychology, medical science, may they be cursed. May they be cursed. He has placed a curse on anybody that will turn the purpose of that center. It is for the training of God's ministers. The one she yam is say that we have been on na obi a chichiri read the keyboard here. Obunani or upu receive. There is no more decorum, no more fear of God. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Can I say that go back with Suru Nyame? I didn't need any boobie, man, you couldn't have known Tano. Nay, you want me blame on my young man, and I'm blame on your canoe, Kenyania, your dear Hunian Kenyania, instead of speaking truth and living the life of integrity, that we can earn the respect and the honor. Anyway, Danny, anyway, I die, anyway, Kowah, anyway, I Kowah, anyway, Chimpra office, anyway, Chimpra, sorry. That if he felt it, the home crown crown. Was a temple. Bring back the scripture. Temple of the Holy Spirit. How can the Spirit of God live in Gongonza? God said, no, dear. Think about what I just said. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Okay, this is also there. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? And then in the next verse, he said, if any man defileth the temple of God, God also will destroy that person. If anybody destroys, you are the temple of God. Next verse. The Bible said, yeah, let no man deceive himself. If any man is among you, symptom to be wise in this world, let him become a fool, that he may be wise. In the next verse, he said, For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. Turn this into GMT. We will go back to the book of James and finish there. For what this world considers to be wisdom is nonsense in God's sight. As the scripture says, God traps the wise of their cleverness. Let's go back to the book of James. The wisdom of this world is earthly, sensual, and devilish. Go to the next verse and let's look at how God's wisdom works. But still talking on the wisdom of this world, he said, for where envying and strife and where there is confusion and every evil work, the Bible said, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, then gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. This is God's wisdom. NLT. In this one, listen to how the Bible is said, for the wisdom that is above is first of all pure. It is also peace-loving, gentle at all times, willing to yield to others, is full of mercy and good deeds. It shows no favoritism and always is sincere. This is God's wisdom. This is God's wisdom. I'm a comfort. Christ is coming back again. His reward is with him to give unto everybody. You better believe it. Messi, area seen now, but she has say everything will wipe away. Everything will wipe away. Can we read Matthew chapter 13 and maybe let me try and read verse 34 downwards, maybe see. Next verse. Okay. Next verse. All right. Go to the next one. He's trying to explain the parable of the tares. All right. Okay. So let's start from verse 36. Watch it. You will start from there. Let's allow him to read. And as well as my friends online are following the transcript. And let's... Read that verse again. Go over that verse again.
If one any we are say, Abapanene ahini enema, Ruanene obonifo nemba.
This is serious. Obonifo wama. Enyeme wama. Near any one, Mammy would have said, hey. Sawa bonifo nemba ba town. Read on.
O town for go yonene obunsam.
O ta. Tia yo. That means that. There is a difference between obonifu onema and obonsamwo. Otamfua wogu enchachide fra ewio no ene bonsam kanko wenim.
Chabra
no
ni wiase ewie ye.
Chabra no ene wiase ewie ye.
Chafuo no ni abofuo.
Chafuo ene abofuo.
Enti said ye wobo abo awura
na
no.
Eba choti he ye said ye wobo abo awura no. Na wodi kugu ejem na wose ye no.
Na be ye se wiase ewie.
Sa pepepe ne wiase ewie ye ne be.
Onipa ba ne be suma na.
Listen to the word of God. Onipa ba ne be suma na bofuo. Amo ama ba ba bo abo onipa na akre na anoko.
If you are hinie ni mu.
Read it.
Wodo na kugu oja fun no mu.
Tie ye tie ye tie ye. Wodo ma ko kugu oja fun mu mu.
Ho na nipa be su.
Nipa be ku su. Ah, serious. Nipa be ku su What third one say? Last verse, come on, tea.
And I tell you, for no better, and say, oh, we are war.
Tia, tia. I hear you in the man of Afedia or Freo Motinine. Shena Adum no answer. Briar Bonas, I see you now. Watch him. Who you will be a general? Who you will be a general? Yamichi, the CC. The American. A dear be a honor, why do you be a general? Because Timufuono is still God. Hallelujah. As my account, ye may person will shed the coffee now, Kushian here. Yabotrena Kenka. I like the way up. Christ to church the binim. Church the binim. Very interesting. Go to verse 36. Let me read it. The Bible said in the 36th verse, he said, go to verse 37. And then in the 37th verse, he answered and said unto, he that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. And the 38th verse, the field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. And then the enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world. And the reapers are the angels. And so in the 40th verse, he said, Therefore, the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be at the end of the world. Sister, me see, I was telling, we were at Accra Academy on campus fire on Sunday, and Reverend John Tay Memorial Institute also on Sunday, one in the afternoon, and the other, man, I love campus fire. Man, I can't wait for this Sunday for my next destination. I was telling this young students, Accra Academy, almost about 3,000 students that gathered into that place. I said to them, Samujuni say, you know, life, yeah, will be a gin and ne, a tim will be any baby, we are see, we are be any baby, any pewa, and we are. Ah, brah. If I pet you, Muskumu, Abba, Baba, Kikemu, no money idea. You're not here, you're not Jim. You're not here, you're not Jim. And you're not here, 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 you And tears in my home. And tears in my home. Hallelujah. Stand to your feet. Let's pray. Maminya de wo mura, maminya de wo Jesus. Mesi maminya de wo mura, maminya de wo Jesus. Let's sing the same line again. Maminya de wo. As rad mo yeah maminya Jesus, put your two hands on your heart. Maminya dawo yeah mo maminya dawo Jesus. Sing it for the last time. Maminya Bipadami adawo mira, maminya adawo ji. Commit your life into the hands of the Lord. As I am speaking to you, God is preparing His church. We are harvesters of souls. We are harvesters of souls. Ya jumani sa ya di ya brabo ene. Ya chedi ene ya hundi ena chi akra edema yura. Ansana wa baby yo. Come on. Oh! Oh! My God. Hey! CSCM. Me pewin CSCM. Ohini CSCM yo. Ohini CSCM yo. CSCM yo. My God. CSCM. Can you ask the Holy Spirit to fill you and anoint you as never before? Let the fear of God be planted in your heart, humility in your spirit, sincerity, honesty, yeah, truthfulness, being a trustworthy child of God. No fake life. This is the dear 12 that you anymore. Commit a request, a prayer need. The whole of September, we are fasting, we are praying. This Friday, we are coming back. We have a very powerful lineup of God's people joining us. It's going to be special and awesome. Hey! Tadakadaka Vido Kusha. We're praying on morning fire. We are asking the blessings of God for God's people. And so on. Matura kikakadi. Hallelujah. Lastly, as we go home, any enchantment attack of the enemy that will rise against anybody, let God arise and swallow. In the name of Jesus, lift your voice in 1 minute. Pick up. Hey! Let the Lord draw His sword against every agenda of the wicked. Cut. Hallelujah. Our two hands are lifted. I commend you to God through the word of his grace. May the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel be your defense and your covering. In the mighty name of Jesus the Christ. Somebody shout amen. Clap your hands. You may be seated. God will bless you. September, dear, why would you mumpai, but the MS, until the Ecosunas? This is a month of travail. It's a month of travail. As soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. Hallelujah. So don't miss any of them. You have declared a whole month prayer for signs and wonders. Pick up your Thanksgiving offering as we close. I pray, Heavenly Father, honor the sacrifices of your children. In Jesus' name, amen. Come and engage the altar.
May it juma me rabbi, mide me honam yinara, may it rabbi ne juma. Namanyan and Simshira, Selma from me, a pretty ara, maybe a niche betinetto, O Sunday, on the Novo, Adam Shira, the sea may you jump a merati, maybe me honam in the na, paying your minetuma, Namanyan and Simshira, Selma from me, a pretty ara.
The Lord bless you. You have any pledge, you can put it on the altar. The Lord bless you. Stand to your feet. Let's close. Guys online, thank you. We love you. Catch me, God willing, early morning, 5 a.m. on OK101.7 FM, and then on Atinka. It's going to be snow on UTV at 5:30. Then at Morning Fire, we will be on radio only tomorrow because it's a Wednesday, and we'll be at a fellowship at the forest. So connect on Vision One, then we'll come back on Thursday, God willing. Say amen. All right, your two hands are lifted. Commit your life into the hands of the Lord. Guys online, we love you. From all of us here, when righteousness becomes a lifestyle, breakthroughs, it becomes automatic. I'll catch you next time. Remain blessed. commit your life.
He said, your lifestyle, your life, the youth of Ghana going through. There are WhatsApp groups of threesome, twosome, three women sleeping with one man. Sodom and Gomorrah is on us. I'm telling you. Sodom and Gomorrah is on us. And the church, we are busy in our churches fighting each other. We shed trousers, we botuku, stop your madness. I don't want to hear it. The soul is perishing. My job is the soul. I go after the soul that is lost. Preach Christ in every corner, every ghetto. Snatch the soul from hellfire. Preach until the people repent. Preach until they come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Preach until there is conversion and repentance. Preach until the people are born again. For he that cometh unto God, God will not cast away. Yeah, God will not cast away. If you will confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord, you shall be saved. Yeah, for you know with the heart, you know man believeth unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. That is my job. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, Christ Jesus, the bread of life, that if anybody believes in him, he will not perish.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.